God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Faith doesn't complain. I said, faith doesn't complain. Faith is excited. Faith rejoices. Faith gives thanks. Amen. It's a fact. Anybody excited about the chunks coming in? Are you? Huh? Yeah, I am. We got some chunks, man. I mean, big chunks. Kind you have to haul on the flatbed trailers. Tie down with 90 ropes. Big. Big chunks. Everybody say big chunks. You got some big chunks coming to you personally? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. If you believe that, you don't have to have any reason in the natural why you think a chunk's coming to you. But by faith, you've sown seed, you've claimed it and believed it. And if you are really in faith, you're expecting. Yes. And if you're expecting, you're excited. Yes. You're excited. Amen. Everybody say expecting. Expecting. And excited. Amen. Look at your neighbor. See if you think they're in faith or not. Somebody said, well, Brother Keith, now you that's not fair. Hey, Jesus, we already just got through reading it. Jesus saw their faith.
Yeah. That's right.
Faith is discernible.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Amen.
Go to Mark then. Mark 2 and 1. Mark 2, 1. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days. And it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. Now we less than a year old, we saw that here in this place already.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Had to turn people away.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Not that we had to turn them away, but that there was such a hunger for the word that so many people came and wanted to hear and see. And what did he do when this big crowd gathered around? What did he do? He preached the word unto them. Was this some of the main part of Jesus' ministry like we were talking about earlier? You know, more than one place it says that he went about all their cities and villages teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and disease. Would you say that's a big part of Jesus' ministry?
Yes.
Teaching, preaching, healing.
Amen.
Hmm?
Yes.
See, some folk have some things mixed up, don't they?
Yeah.
Crossed up. What should we be doing here at Faith Life Church? Teaching, preaching, healing.
Amen.
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 Glory. Works of Jesus. Those are the works of Jesus. Straightway many were gathered together, insomuch there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word to them. And they come to him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come near unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, when he what?
Saw
their faith. He said to the sick of the palsy, son, your sins be forgiven you. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said to them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, your sins be forgiven you, or to say, arise and take up your bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the sick of the palsy, I say to you, arise and take up your bed and go your way to your house. And immediately he arose. Oh, hallelujah. How many believe it happened just like that? Man was paralyzed, laying there, could not move. How long he's been that way? Couldn't move. Paralyzed, but he got up. He arose, and he took up his bed, and he went forth before them all. Don't you imagine he had a great big smile on his face? What do you think about his buddies up on top of the house? Reckon there was some shouting up on top of the house. Insomuch that they were all amazed, and they glorified. They did what? Glorified God. Now, nothing is said about them glorifying God while a man was paralyzed. But they glorified God when he got up and walked. Hallelujah. And they said, we never saw it on this fashion. And you know, later on, he said, hang around. You'll see greater things than these. Right?
Glory.
Glory to God. Turn now to Luke's account. Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5 and verse 15. Luke 5:15. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. They came to hear and be healed. He withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching. He was doing what? Teaching. That there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. There were a bunch of doctors of theology there. Now, doctorate of theology is not necessarily a bad thing. Could be a good thing. But how many understand that thinking you know something within yourself can be a hindrance to being used of God and seeing the things of God? The Lord said, if any man thinks he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. And no matter how much you think you know, the world could be filled with books about what you don't know. And they all showed up at Jesus' meeting. The finest donkeys in the country were parked outside. The most learned scholars, they showed up for Jesus' meeting. Isn't that wonderful? They came to Jesus' meeting because he's having a healing meeting. And they came to get healed, right? Wrong. Why did they come? To find fault. Are the scribes and Pharisees still with us today?
Yes.
People that want to find fault.
Yes.
They were primed to find fault. That's why they came. They brought their notepads and their tape recorders, so to speak. You know what I mean by that? I know they didn't have them, but they brought, and they're in a mindset to write down and take notes and find something that they can find fault with. You know, the healing of the man that had the withered hand. We're going to study that soon. And there were scribes and Pharisees sitting around on that occasion. And they were saying, you know, to each other about that he was going to heal him. Watch him. They said to each other, watch him. He'll heal him on the Sabbath day. Isn't that something that some of these fault finders had more faith for healing than some Christians? They expected some, not them, but somebody to get healed in the house. To them, you got sick person in the room and Jesus is in the room. 2 plus 2 equals 4. Sick man plus Jesus equals healing today. Somebody's going to get healed today. Right? And then when he called the man out, they pushed it. See that? See that? I told you. He's going to heal him on the Sabbath. And they thought that was the most awful thing. How ignorant can you be? And how heartless and hard-hearted that you're more concerned about your rule than somebody's pain being relieved.
Amen.
Than somebody being set free from a physical problem.
Amen.
And yet these folk are with us today, though. They're with us by the droves. They'd like to see us flop and fail. It got back to Brother Copeland. Somebody had told another minister, said, I'd love to see him just fall on his face. Now, what kind of spirit is that? You'd like to see a fellow minister fall on their face. And, you know, there's some people indicated they wouldn't mind seeing us flop some. Well, take them down a notch or two. Well, they better not hold their breath. Waiting. Because we're going up.
Amen.
How many believe we're going to get bigger? Stronger. Amen. Preach faith stronger. Preach healing stronger. Preach prosperity stronger. Have more of it and see more of it. Because it's God. It's the will of God. It's what Jesus did.
Amen.
We're not ashamed. We're not embarrassed. No, we're not ashamed of prosperity. Not ashamed of healing. We don't keep it quiet. Not ashamed of talking in tongues. Yeah, we talk in tongues. You should too.
Yes.
I said, well, it's not for everybody. It is for everybody.
Yes.
Now, we love you if you don't. Love us if we do.
Yes.
But it's for everybody.
Yes.
Just like prosperity is for everybody.
Amen.
Healing's for everybody.
Yes.
Victory's for everybody.
Yes.
Every Christian is supposed to be full of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Full of faith.
Yes.
Full of power.
Yes.
Full of money.
Yes.
Full of strength.
Yes.
Full of wisdom.
Yes.
Full of healing.
Yes.
Every one of us.
Yes.
God loves every one of us.
Yes.
And I said, well, I'm not that way, but you can get that way.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Man Born by Four, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R627. That's R627. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 12th through 17th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7 p.m. and child care through age 6 will be provided. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website at flcbranson.org. Or call 417-334-9233.